And what I decided to do was to write a shotgun quartet. So these are four poems, and all about these precious little houses and the history and the Pearls Project. And so many thanks, kudos to Holly and Creighton Brown for their work on Pearls and for all those who are helping out. At first glance, when first I came to Appalach and strolled and roamed about, I spotted deep within the woods a most engaging little house. Timbers and clutter lay about, but its seams were tall and straight. It captured my attention prompt, kicking a smile into my gate. Why had it fallen into ruin, and who loved it less, I said. How many lives it called it home, how many children bred. It told no tales, and let me think, as I thoughtfully left its side, that precious history lay within, and that there were others far and wide. Behind these trees and upon the hill, there's history there, laid deep and chill. Early families there built what they could, efficient and slim, for years they stood. Generations died off and others left, and many over years left lean and bereft. But others too were led away where other family was and perhaps better pay. They stand as if one were to wander in, that they tell their tales of now and what had been. Best explore quickly now before it's too late and before those who know are at the pearly gate. Mm-hmm. For these treasures hidden behind these trees restored are what this newer city needs. Mm-hmm. Bless them still. Come take a walk when you have time to see all the pearls of a yesteron. They are often no more than 12 feet wide, and some have others close by their sides. The rooms are set one behind the other, and you may have to share with your little brother. There's 3 to 5 rooms in a row with a tall, lean look through which the breezes blow. There are Southern in bed near post-Civil War and then turn of the century into a couple decades more. But hail to history and to needs being met, there are still quite a few in all Appalach yet. Let us renew this resource. Let us shore up their size. Let us revive our history and provide space for more lives. Set in motion. I knocked on many doors that night, and the many who answered were all polite. They chatted a while, provided insight, but neither rental nor sale did come to light. The rooms and cottages that were for sale had prices that'd make us young folk wail. Had I made the wrong choice for this time I'd spent looking for a home with cash I'd been lent? I'm beginning a career of teaching here. I would like to stay for 20 years, but I've heard search high and then to near, and I've really still no home out here. But then I came upon a place as if the Lord had opened gates, a place so sweet it cast a chill to see this cottage on the hill. There seemed to be construction there, for there was lumber in the yard and the porch was bare, but she was freshly painted a soft fawn red. And pinned up was a sign, for sale it said. And when I called, the price was right, and I thanked Pearls with all my might. They said they have a plan, they set in motion, with informed folks a very clear notion, to renovate and replicate history here, and provide affordable homes and jobs with cheer. So now I'm in my 7th year, and I've not a thought of leaving here. Young professionals and tradesmen are finding hope in this charming city of water and slope. Let us pledge our support to foster this world with thanks to a nonprofit group called Pearls.